Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lorene, L-O-R-E-N-E, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, hyphen O'Neill, O apostrophe, capital N-E-I-L-L. Lorene Horton O'Neill is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-8-20. Appeared on that occasion. She slipped on the ice outside of her school and landed on her back. Pierce states she hit her head, common neck, common and shoulder on the landscaping wall. Period. This brick wall was broken by her fall. Pierce also bent her thumb back trying to protect her head. Period. She believes she injured her head, neck, shoulder, and thumb and was seen at Washington Township Emergency Room the same day. Pierce had further evaluation but remains and understands her final diagnosis to be, quote, concussion, comma, sprains and strains, comma, confused, period, end quote. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving active treatment, period. She asserts that when the Board of Education closed down for the quarantine, her doctor let her go, period. He said she would heal on her own. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Horton O'Neill alleges she slipped and fell on ice on 1-8-20, sustaining permanent injuries to her head, comma, neck, comma, shoulder, comma, and left thumb. Prior treatment record shows she was seen at the emergency room on 1-8-20. Period. She had CAT scans of her head and cervical spine done to be inserted here. Period. They noted a history of coronary artery disease, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and type 2 diabetes mellitus, period. Although she struck her head, she denied losing consciousness, period. There was a large hematoma with abrasion at the posterior skull, but no obvious depressed skull fracture, period. Her Glasgow coma scale was normal, period. She was then treated and released with a diagnosis of closed head injury, for which she was instructed to use Tylenol. Period. In the paragraph on 1-24-20, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella, period. He diagnosed her with concussion with loss of consciousness of 30 minutes or less. He thought she had a mild concussion and minor cognitive difficulties at a higher level testing, but has done well on the rest of her test. Period. She obviously gave him contradictory information to that obtained at the emergency room relative to a concussion. Period. He had her continue expectant management. Period. She followed up with Dr. Disabella through 3-27-20. Period. At that time, she was feeling, quote, somewhat better, end quote, having attended 3 sessions of physical therapy. Period. She continues to work full duty. Period. He added another diagnosis of neck strain and cervical pain, period. The paragraph, the petitioner was also seen on 3-4-20 by Dr. Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, for knee arthritis as a follow-up. Period, she had a long history of symptoms and exacerbations related to activity. appeared to underline this. There's no specific trauma or injury with regards to her knee. Appeared, however, she did have a recent fall and hit the back of her head and is currently being treated for a concussion. Appeared, Dr. Carey diagnosed primary osteoarthritis of the left knee, for which corticosteroid injection was given. Period. Then she received an Orthovisc injection beginning 5/20/20. Period. She followed up with him over the next several months and received similar treatment. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described as well. Period. The last Orthovisc injections were administered on 1/19/22 for bilateral primary osteoarthritis. Period. The prior records show the petitioner was seen on 6/24/18. Scratched that, on 1/24/18 by Dr. Carey. Period. She reported greater than 1 year of bilateral knee stiffness, pain, and decreased range of motion. Period. The mechanism of injury was atraumatic. Period. In bold, that word. He also noted a history of asthma, weight gain, and diabetes. Period. His assessment was degenerative joint disease of the knees. Period. X-rays were done in the office, demonstrating bone-on-bone contact in the medial compartment with significant degenerative change of the patellofemoral joint in both knees. But the only curative option would be knee replacement surgery. Given her weight and age, he recommended continued conservative management. Period. Such treatment was administered over the next many months. Period. Orthovisc injections were given to the knees. Also, period, she remained symptomatic over the next many months, despite injection therapy. Period. Orthovisc injections continued through 3/20/27/19. Period. After a short gap in treatment, she returned on 10/9/19 with return of symptoms despite no recent trauma or injury. Period. He administered another set of Orthovisc injections. Period. He followed her progress through 12/4/19. Period. She had good improvement on the right knee, but continued symptoms on the left after recent viscous supplementation injections. Period. This was only a few weeks before the subject incident on 1/8/20. Period. Physical exam. At Isaiah, she was tender, palpation about the occiput, slightly to the right, with no swelling or step off. Period. The rest of that is normal, neurologic normal, general appearance. She focused on her dissatisfaction with the Board of Education, her injury, their treatment, and her overall situation. Period. She volunteered that her daughter is a teacher in the school where she works as a teaching assistant. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed a recent burn scar on the left upper arm that she attributed to her hobby doing canning, C-A-N-N-I-N-G. Period. There was also a healing scab burn at the right forearm. Paired skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Paired motion of the left shoulder abduction was 130 degrees and flexion 135 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation much to the waist level. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the left thumb elicited tenderness, but there was no triggering or locking there. Paired many muscle testing was 5-5. Very assisted left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5-5. Paired, she was tender to palpation at the left CMC joint and with left thumb flexion, but there was none on the right. Hands were established. She had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near and O'Brien's maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. The rest of that is normal. Cervical left rotation was to 50 degrees and right side bending to 30 degrees with tenderness. Paired left side bending, comma right rotation, as well as flexion and extension were full. Paired, she scratch that, thoracic normal, lumbosacral, she declined attempting to squat and rise. Paired sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. Paired impressions. On 1-8-20, Lorreen Horton O'Neill slipped and fell on ice outside of work. Paired, she struck her back and head without loss of consciousness. Paired, she denied loss of consciousness when seen at the emergency room. Paired, they had her undergo CAT scans of the head and neck that showed no acute abnormalities. Paired, she then came under the care of Dr. Disabella, to whom she reported she did experience loss of consciousness. Paired, he diagnosed her with a concussion and treated her conservatively. Paired, she participated in physical therapy through 3/19/20 and last saw Dr. Disabella on 3/27/20. Paired, she concurrently was seeing Dr. Carey for long-standing arthritis in the knees since as early as 1/24/18. Paired, he administered a series of corticosteroid and arthrovisc injections. Paired, such treatment was rendered up through only a couple of weeks before the subject event. Paired, new paragraph, the current exam is remarkable primarily for her vocalized dissatisfaction. Paired, she was neurologically intact, but had tenderness at the occiput of the skull. Paired, she had decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Paired, there was tenderness to left thumb flexion. Paired, she described discomfort with near, comma, O'Brien's, comma, and Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which were negative on the right. Paired, she had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Paired, there was full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head, comma, neck, comma, shoulder, comma, or left thumb. Period. This petitioner sustained contusions and sprains, which have long since resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. Her ongoing subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury from 3 years ago, period, and